In our reading, we saw that baptism and the Holy Supper are like two gates. The first gate into the Lord's kingdom on earth, which is the church, and the second gate into the Lord's kingdom of heaven. It is likened in here to that which has a great field. You enter into the first gate, and there's a great plain in front of you, and you cross that plain to the goal, which is the prize. And it says, "For the palm is not bestowed until after the struggle, nor the reward until the contest is decided." This reminds us of soldiers that are armed with weapons. Those weapons correspond to the truths. For the first gate is to learn the truths of the Lord, to learn what the Lord wants us to know and how to live. And it is a struggle to take those truths into our life, to defeat the forces of hell, which are evils and falsities. And we think of soldiers going forth across that battle. But what are they fighting for? What is their goal? What is that palm which is given to the victor? It is peace. It is what is good. And so first there must needs be a state of truth, a state of learning, a state of understanding. And then comes, after the struggle, after the defeat of the enemies, the state of good, the state of peace, the state of love. These are the two gates that we must enter. The first gate, for instance, when the Lord was baptized, what happened? He went out into the wilderness and he fought against, as it says, the devil, tempting him to do evil. But the Lord from the word was victorious and could enter into the second state, which was his glorification. We read in the heavenly doctrine about two doors. When it's speaking of, "I open the door, set an open door before you." And these two doors are said to be one from within and one from the outside. One from outside and one from inside. It says that the door that opens from outside is the door of truth, because we learn the truths while we were in the world. We learn the truths from outside. We hear the truth through our ears and see it through our eyes, and we understand it. This is the door from the outside. But this door goes nowhere unless there is also the second door it mentions, which is from inside. And this it is called the door of good, the door of love. And so we must first have that door on the outside opened. This door is like the gate of baptism, the gate of the truths that open our minds so that we know who the Lord is and how we must live. And when we do that, gradually there is a door open from inside in which the Lord's love inflows. When we look at the two sacraments, we see something similar. The waters of baptism. Water represents natural truths, because in the beginning, when we learn the truth, it is, as it were, from the world. It is natural. And this water is applied on the forehead and on the breast. It is applied on the outside. And yet the second sacrament, which is that of the wine and bread of the Holy Supper, is from the inside. For we drink the wine and eat the bread, and it works from the inside. Often we see the wine corresponding to divine truth, and the bread corresponding to divine good. But many, many times in the heavenly doctrine, we're also taught that the wine corresponds to the good of charity and the bread to love to the Lord. For in the Holy Supper, when we have prepared ourselves, the Lord enters from the inside. He enters with his love to the neighbor and love to the Lord. And it changes us from within if we are properly prepared. And that preparation comes from the door from the outside. And so it says that the first gate must precede the second gate, because the second gate is a gate of good. But without the truths, without the understanding of who the Lord is, we cannot really have love to the Lord. We can have something vague according to the truth that we have. Everyone in the world has sufficient truths to be saved if he lives according to them, believes in God, and lives well for him. But the truths, the more specific they become, the more interior that good can be that enters in. And so in the Lord's church, there are these two universal gates, the gate of baptism and the gate of the Holy Supper. It's interesting to think about how the two Advents also correspond to the two gates. We read in the early spiritual diary, it says, "By the advent of God Messiah, the gate from the earthly paradise to the heavenly was opened, and at his advent into glory," the second coming, this gate is again to be opened. When the Lord made his second coming, it said, heaven was opened, and behold, the white horse. The gate most opened in the second coming is the gate so that we can understand heaven. What the Lord revealed in the first coming was to understand his kingdom on earth, what they were to do, who he was, how to believe in him, all those truths that opened their rational. But the focus of the second coming is a focus on interior truths, on what is of good and love, and how to change our life. The first coming is an entrance into the church, the second coming like an entrance into heaven. Even to the point where many in the first Christian church actually thought baptism and salvation were one of the kind, not realizing that baptism was a gate through which we could enter to learn those truths by which we could be saved. And that the second gate, that of the Holy Supper, represented heaven entering into a man. But just as the first gate, it is a sign. It is according to our state. When we take the Holy Supper, heaven enters into us in the measure that we have prepared. The more that we have struggled across that plain from one gate to the other, through the courtyard to enter the temple, the more the good and love of the Lord will enter. It is interesting to look at the first commission, the great commission that the Christian church was given, to go to all nations, making disciples of them, and baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the second advent, a different commission is given to the 12 apostles who followed him in the world. What it says in the second advent is that the Lord God, Jesus Christ, reigns, whose kingdom shall be for ages of ages. But it goes on to say, and blessed are they who approach the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so again, we find the focus in the second advent on going to heaven, on changing our lives, on regeneration itself, so that we can have that second gate opened up within us, that gate from within, that gate of love and peace that comes after the struggle, which we must enter through the first gate to learn the truth, to wage that fight. Amen.